Good morning, Tuesday the 19th. Rolled to another win last night in the NBA with our podcast parlay. And now we switch back to college basketball for a boosted parlay. If you have that boost, that is. DraftKings offering a 64% boost. That's the March Madness 64 teams, although there's 68, including the play-in games. And, of course, there's NIT, et cetera. 64% boost. We're going to take advantage of that. Now, this play is still playable without the boost, but it's just that much better. It's 64% better with the boost. So here's what we're doing. We're taking alternate lines on Ohio State and Wagner. Ohio State, 10.5-point favorite. Let's roll it on down to 4.5. So Ohio State, on alternate line market, has to win by 4.5. The partner, the pairing for the parlay is Wagner, who is at +3 to +3.5, and we'll take that one to 9.5. So Wagner +9.5. That's +130 with the boost. If you don't have the access to the boost, or you want to use it on something else, etc., it's -127 for this play, and that's still a nice play. -127 is well within the range of reasonable juice for this kind of a play. Doing it for one unit either way. And then just for the heck of it, and it's not really just for the heck of it, there's math behind it, we'll take the unadjusted lines, but only for 10% of the original play, or in other words, 1/10 of one unit. So a small play. Ohio State -10.5 and Wagner +3.5 at +264. Again, that's just your standard unadjusted parlay, +264, but only for 1/10 of the original play, which is -1, -4.5. For Ohio State, +9.5 for Wagner. Now, Wagner and Howard, this is going to be a low-scoring game. That's for sure. Again, crystal balls is not accurate 100% of the time until after the game is played. So, I don't know. I believe it's for sure that that's the under on the Wagner game with Howard. Wagner looks pretty good here. They had a lot of rest between their games where they rolled into this business here with by winning their conference, believe it or not. Bad record winning their conference. Howard did as well, but they actually had to play 3 games in 3 days. So they're kind of prepped for it, but yet, young legs or not, that's 3 games in 3 days. A few days rest. I like Wagner here. I like him, as you can see, +3.5, but I like him a lot more, +9.5. I think if you're to get right down to it, and this is just numbers without looking at eyeballs and other things, just numbers, Howard 65.7 and Wagner 63.3. When it's all said and done, though, you take other things into consideration. Those numbers, I don't think, are as reliable as they could be. I like the under here. And obviously, those numbers really are about a push to the number. And I just think that it's so much more likely to go under than that, than the numbers are indicating. And I do think Wagner actually has a chance to win this game. Okay, let's move on. Let's do it quickly here. Let's move on to Ohio State and Cornell. Now, Ohio State actually has the home game here as hosting an NIT game. That's what happens in the NIT in the early rounds anyway. And I think they are likely to cover the 10.5. I've got them at 82.8 to Cornell's 71.3, which again is just barely covering that. But if you look at the eyeball factor here, Ohio State was playing a lot better than the numbers would let you put in. So in other words, I'm not adjusting these numbers for eyeballs and for other factors. Yeah. A computer is a computer. A computer can't see the underlying factors going into things. And the more you adjust it, the less it becomes a computer generation, and it's just more of your play. So I'm telling you computer numbers, and then I'm telling you how I think it all works out. So I think Ohio State covers that 10.5. I think they could win by 20. And not, I mean, really easily could win by 20. But I like that 4.5 for that same game parlay. And, that adjusted parlay. And obviously I like the 10.5 as well. So there you have it. I do like the play again is Ohio State minus 4.5 paired up with Wagner plus 9.5 on the alternate line markets at plus 130 using the boost or minus 127 without for one unit. And then straight up, just take Ohio State minus 10.5 and Wagner plus 3.5 on your standard lines. You're getting the full payout of plus 264. Do that for 1/10 of one unit because we already have plenty of money on these teams. We don't have to win the whole thing. But it's just nice when you know you were right, meaning you placing this bet, if you like this bet as well, that if Ohio State can win by 11 or more and Wagner can stay within 3 or win, that you're getting a nice full payout for some extra pizza and beer money on that. Good luck.